Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. 11:30 guest Darren Dreger with us here, as he always is. TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. And stirring the pot on insider trading. Eichel needing surgery. But before we get into that, good morning, Dregs. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You know, I was a little, we've been taking calls all day. I was a little offended by a caller. Lori called and said she thought Jordan Leopold, when we have him on, she said she was walking around the house. She has us on all the time. And she said, they're having Leopold on. It's going to be really boring. And she thought it was fantastic. So I just was a little caught off guard that she thought we'd have a boring guest on, Dregs.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're ever bored, and you're never bored, but if you ever get to that place, you know, particularly in the off season, I don't know how much you guys do in the off season, just scroll through my mentions on Twitter. You could do an entire segment on some of the nut bars that come after me on Twitter.
Oh yeah. You don't get sucked into the cesspool, do you?
No. I used to. Back in the day, I used to get a little feisty, but I don't anymore.
Yeah, well, what was the breaking point, Drake? Because I had that moment too. I mean, I was like, I always felt like I was always on the offensive, and then all of a sudden I was like, I'm just going to shut it down. It's not really good.
No, it was actually a junior hockey guy came after me over something ridiculous, and I responded. I don't even remember what the essence of it was, but then all of his followers came after me. It was just absurd. And I'm looking at it going, I got enough to do from an NHL perspective without having to wallow in this kind of nonsense. But that's one of many. I've been called all kinds of names. I used to keep a running list of the expletives and the names that people would call me on Twitter.
I feel so much better right now, Dregs, because you're like an icon in the hockey world and you're getting shredded. So now I just, the peasant that I am within this game, now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
No, I'm expecting it. No, good. Good to hear. Well, tell us what's good with Eichel's neck. What's the word? Reports yesterday, maybe rehab, reports, maybe surgery. Can you fill us in on maybe where we stand right now?
Well, my sources indicate that Jack Eichel would prefer to have surgery because, you know, there's a chance that the herniated disc in his neck could heal naturally, but what if it doesn't? And what if the outcome is a procedure anyway, right? So why wait another 3 months? Why wait another 6 months? What if it goes beyond that? You know, get the thing fixed, rest the 5-6 week period, whatever that is, and then get back to training so that he's 100% ready to go for training camp. And that's the direction of Jack Eichel. At least that's my understanding. I believe that, you know, he's hoping to have the surgical procedure in early May. And frankly, I was a bit surprised that, you know, the Buffalo Sabres have just simply said, well, they're not confirming nor are they denying that surgery is going to happen. They're just saying that, you know, Jack is going to be reevaluated in a couple of weeks. So look, the plan again, from a player standpoint, is to have the surgery in early May.
So will Jack look to have an outside person do this surgery? You know, how is it working with the Sabres doctors and Jack?
Yeah, I mean, Revs, that's a great question. And I honestly don't have an answer for you. I mean, it would be a neurosurgeon, I believe, who would do that type of surgery. I don't think it's invasive. I'm not a doctor, but it's also sensitive. It's in a sensitive area. And, you know, in essence, my understanding is you're just trying to get that disc to retract. Look, Buffalo is going to be involved in the process, but whether or not it is a neurosurgeon that has been brought in by the Buffalo Sabres or part of the outside group that Jack investigated and was being treated by through the second opinion process, I can't be sure.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. You said invasive. I think they can, or not invasive. I think they can do, I was doing some research yesterday. I think they can do this as like a micro disc, as like a minimally invasive surgery. Yeah. From what I understand, they just go in and clip that part of the disc and take it out. But, and he could be, I don't know, he'd be back on the ice right away, but obviously.
And what is the timeline on something like this?
Well, we're guessing here, Rivs, but you know, I asked that question and the response I got was, you know, they're hoping 6 weeks, you know, so if you have it in early May, then that puts them in a pretty good spot to get back training and getting back to doing the things that he would normally do in an off season. I mean, he's, whether it's Buffalo or it's somewhere else, and there's no need to even speculate on somewhere else because right now he's the captain of the Buffalo Sabres and there'll be lots of time for that here on the Instigators moving forward. But look, it's been a troublesome year for him. You know, we've talked about this on the segment before. You know, it looked like he was dinged up right out of training camp. And he never seemed to hit full stride, no pun intended, because that's part of the game that he's noted for. He never seemed to get there this year. And there was all sorts of accusations and speculation of this, Jack wanting that. I mean, all those kinds of things. And then, you know, the injury occurs, the neck injury happens, and it sidelines him. So, you know, I think he's obviously wanting to take his time. The reason that he's taken this much time is to see if the disc would again retract naturally, and it hasn't to the neurosurgeon's satisfaction. So that's why they're pushing in that direction. So again, you know, I guess they could wait, and maybe that's what the Buffalo Sabres are thinking is a better approach, to wait. But if you wait and you're now into June or July and you're in the same position and you need surgery, well, now you're talking about the potential of it impacting, you know, the start of next season, and he doesn't want it.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us here. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider, and he joins us every Friday at 11:30. Dregs, I'm going to ask you a question. Well, that's what you're on here for, us to ask you questions. Yeah. But I mean, I just, you know, the question I want to ask you is specific to Eichel. And I guess it's just, do you see him back here next year playing for the Sabres?
I don't, but that's just my own pure speculation. And the reason I get to that point is I know that there's been enough interest in Jack Eichel. I mean, the New York Rangers have had that interest. That's been well documented, right? How much of it is real? Well, some of it is real, you know, and Jack didn't have the season that he was hoping. Is that going to influence, you know, the interest from any team for that matter? I believe there's a Western team that has expressed interest in Jack Eichel. The offseason, guys, as you know, changes everything. Now, you can't erase that contract. It's a big one. It's going to be a load for any team to take on. But, man, you know, he's an elite center. He just is, you know, and you can pick at him because he hasn't been that this year and everything in Buffalo has gone sideways and whatnot, but you still got to believe in the talent set of the player. And that's where I'm at. And I know that there are at least a few general managers who think the same way. So that probably includes Kevin Adams in Buffalo. So he's got this guy locked under contract. He's an important part of the club, a leader, all of those things. Somebody's going to have to pay the right price, whatever that right price is, for Adams and the Buffalo Sabres to move him. If they don't get the return needed, then Jack Eichel will be back in Buffalo next year. But I just feel like it's time, don't you guys? Like, based on everything that's gone on top of that, you've got an organization that foundationally has to do a lot of repair work. How do you do that? You know, you can do that. You can help the process along when you've got elite level talent like Jack Eichel definitely has. So they're going to get a hell of a return for Jack Eichel, and that might be more than keeping him in Buffalo.
I have two timetables on that. You know, you say about, you know, you said, don't you think? And I think from a fan's perspective and, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, no, I don't think. But from the standpoint of knowing how players think and how players' watches click and, you know, how the window of opportunity to win is smaller than I think we all realize, even when you're on a good team, that, yeah, it might be time.
I have two teams in the West that when you said teams in the West that could be interested, and I'm going to throw them at you, and maybe you don't have to even say if they stick. One's obviously the LA Kings, because they just seem to have so many young prospects that are not necessarily in the NHL yet. I think that they, you know, with their draft picks over the years with Quinton Byfield and Alex Turcotte and the Kyloff, I think his name's Kylov or whatever.
Yeah.
They have Marty. Some really elite players that I think could be an interesting proposition. The other one that's interesting to me is, you know, the Chicago Blackhawks and the situation with, and I don't know the situation with Jonathan Toews, but, you know, a $10.5 million player, looks like he's not going to play this entire season. And, you know, what happens with him moving forward? Is it something that he retires from? He's what, 32, 33 years old?
Right.
Is Chicago a fit for a guy like Jack Eichel now that they're going to have that extra cap space if a Jonathan Toews decides that maybe his career is right. over?
Well, look, I haven't heard Chicago, Rivs. I have heard Los Angeles. And I think we need to qualify this so that none of us get in trouble. Don't know how recent the communications would have been between LA and the Buffalo Sabres. Might go back to last summer, right, when the New York Rangers rumors had percolated. Because of what you just said, I mean, Jack in LA makes a ton of sense to me. I mean, I don't think it's too hard to make sense of that from a hockey perspective. And for the same reasons, the Chicago Blackhawks. But I say that I think LA most definitely has interest. I don't know that Chicago has, only because I haven't talked to anybody in Chicago to affirm that, but it would make a lot of sense. And those are two teams that we can connect. And you got to believe, again, assuming that Eichel is going to be in play, and he probably will be, there'll be a lot more teams that step up.
Darren Dreger joining us here. We're talking about Jack Eichel's health, history with the team, future with the team. All of it right here. Dreg's trade deadline this week, just shifting gears a little bit. Taylor Hall, who I know, gone to Boston. Is there a chance we could see him back in the offseason here with Buffalo?
I think there's a chance, you know, and I his agent, Darren Ferris, most definitely would have had conversations with Don Sweeney of the Boston Bruins already. That undoubtedly would have been part of the trade. Not to say, okay, here's the deal, but at least have a discussion of what the parameters might look like, you know, just to get that ball rolling. As you guys know, Taylor chose the Boston Bruins. You know, Kevin presented the Boston offer, I believe, at some point Sunday morning, and then that was the measure for everything else after that for Taylor Hall, right? And we know that there were other teams with interest. I believe Vegas probably put something competitive down, maybe even better than what Boston, you know, ended up trading for to acquire Taylor Hall. But Taylor wanted to go to Boston. He was thinking Boston basically all along after the New York Islanders shifted gears and made their trade with the New Jersey Devils. So long story here, but the preference would probably be to stay with a contending team and, you know, where are you and whether the Bruins are a contender? I'm in the camp that says they are a contender, and I don't think that's going to change next year. I think it would be a short term. But all that being said, He's a pending unrestricted free agent. And if the market isn't there, if the fit isn't there financially in Boston, then he's got to consider Buffalo. He has to. I mean, aside from the role he played in a bad season in Buffalo, I think that, you know, he liked working with Kevin Adams and he liked working with the Buffalo group. And who knows, maybe Donnie Granato gets the job full time as head coach. I know Taylor Hall likes him too.
Think that's chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's, that's not, no hesitation there.
No, zero hesitation. And I think he's earned it. I'm not saying he's going to get the job, but there's, he's most definitely in the mix. I mean, you guys watch this team with a microscope, man. I mean, they're obviously playing better. Players who didn't look like they had a clue out there in certain situations are, you know, engaged and seemingly playing better. And one thing for me that sticks, Donnie Granato is a development coach. You know, his resume shows us that. He's done good things. He's done very good things at other levels. Why can't that work in Buffalo, especially, you know, guys, what are the next 3 years going to look like in Buffalo? You know, it's going to be a challenge. You're going to have to be able to develop, strongly develop good young players. And, man, that's got Donnie Granato written all over it. You know, and then you see after 3 years where you're at, and if you're a contender and he's not the right fit, then guess what? Every coach has an expiry date.
Speaking of expiry date, this segment's expiring, and I got to ask you, can we not do this at 11 with you? Because I got like 10 more minutes I need, and we only have like 4 more minutes left in the show. So
Fridays at 11 are always good.
Hey, are they?
Oh, for sure they are. Look, I mean, number one, it always takes me about 2 minutes to get rid of the distraction of Riv's shirts.
He's in full. He's eight. He's on his way out to the Calgary Stampede, Drex. He thought it starts in April.
Okay, as Canadians, you guys remember the Red Green Show, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, and he'd always wear that red plaid shirt.
Oh, the Red Green.
I dress to the weather, Drex. I dress. This is kind of like a little soft, not quite flannel, but it's a nice warm one. And it's got a nice dreary day. It's going to be cold today. Dress for the weather.
Yeah. So it really brings out the jerseys above you.
Every color. Dress for next Friday at 11, Dregs.
I'm in, buddy. I'm in.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because you know what? There's a lot more stuff I want to talk to you about, like Vancouver and all that stuff. But we run out of time. There was so much great Sabre stuff. Thanks for that. And for those listening, next Friday at 11, we'll have 6-7 more minutes with Dregs. We can get a lot more in there. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Hey, guys. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Greg. At Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider. We'll be right back. Final thoughts with the Riv Man and back-to-back home games with the Pittsburgh Penguins this weekend. Stick around. More to come.